Last weekend was the 60th anniversary of the Simmons Plains Raceway near Launceston, and it was also the final round of the Tasmanian Circuit Racing Championships. We had a few coastal drivers involved, but only one championship coming back to the northwest coast. It's been here before. He's now a three times Tasmanian Formula V champion, Wade McLean from Devonport, who joins me in the studio. Good morning, Wade. Thanks for coming in.
No worries, Martin. Thank you.
Congratulations, too. It's a nice bit of synergy for you because you had three Australian titles before and two Tasmanian titles. This is one you probably wanted, I reckon.
It certainly
just to
is.
Give a nice balance here.
Yes, correct. Yeah, balance it up a bit. Yeah, the two Tasmanian titles and the three Australian titles. It did actually bug me a little bit that I had more Australian titles.
Yeah.
I just found it a bit weird. You'd think you'd have more Tassie titles than Australian titles. But yeah, to even it up after the weekend's really cool.
And I guess the fact that you only had two Tasmanian titles before then shows how competitive the Tasmanian season has been, you know?
Yes, yeah, correct. Not wrong. I think the ones I won were all reasonably close. And even this one I've just won now went down to the wire. The whole weekend was really close.
Well, it did. I think you went into the round with a 3-point lead, and it got better as the day went on and the weekend went on, because you actually ended up winning every race except for one, and importantly the double points final. And in the end, when you look at the points, I think it's probably not a clear reflection of just how tight the title was and how tight the racing was last weekend.
Yes, yeah, correct. It was close up until that at the start of the event, and then I think we just very lucky, sort of, we raced pretty hard and prepped the car really well in the setup to get where we did and position the car where we did and take out those race wins over Callum, who was my rival in the series, I guess you could say, the current state champion. But yeah, like it sort of, when you look at the end of the weekend and the points, the separation between me and Callum, it sort of blew out a lot more than what it, I guess, it, as you said, it highlighted what the season was. It was very close between Callum and myself in the shortened version of the season due to all the COVID stuff. But yeah, the weekend's racing was so close and so much, like, it was very enjoyable to be a part of.
Yeah, well, for people that weren't there, you didn't lead every race for every lap, and there was multiple changes. Callum Bishop, the former state champion, now we can say that, as who you're referring to then, and, you know, like you and him and a couple of others, you swapped and changed, and, you know, every race was, and despite the fact that you look at the points now, like I said, and see that you won by 40, it's no reflection on how close it was.
Yes, yeah, correct. We had another local coaster, Chris Neal. He was up there with us fighting, which was really good to see, and a few of the guys, I guess you'd say, that were probably last year, we're a little bit off the pace at Simmons, have now caught up with us, and it made the racing so much more enjoyable. I think was it the second last one or the first one on the Sunday, we had five guys that were separated by, I think, 0.3 over the line, and that's not much at all when you think about it. Yeah,
no, I'm glad you mentioned Chris Neal too, because I've got to say, I reckon that's the best I've seen him drive ever.
Yes, yeah, he's stepped up so much this year. Himself and Michael Vaughan, they've just brought the game right up to us, and it just makes the racing, I mean, I love competition. I love to win, but I love the competition to get there. And yeah, these guys kept like bringing their game up and stepping it up for me and Callum to race against. It was just, yeah, a fantastic weekend.
Now, this was a season back for you, because you took last season off. I think you were racing on the mainland predominantly. Was that the plan at the start of this year? Were you going to continue that, or did you always plan to compete the full series? Because as we know, everything went pear-shaped because of the coronavirus, yeah.
Certainly did, yeah. We had last year off, just wanted a little bit of a break from it while we did the mainland stuff. We were going to compete both in the mainland 1600V and also the Tasmanian series this year. The plan was to do both and hopefully take out both the titles that I did. Obviously with COVID coming in, it sort of mixed things up, and we didn't get to do any of the mainland stuff, and it really threw the Tasmanian championship into a bit of a unforeseen sort of circumstance. But luckily we got our four rounds in and we did the Tasmanian stuff and just got to focus wholly and solely on the 1200, which actually was a nice thing, a change, just to focus on the one class. And yeah, it turned out to be a really good season for us.
Well, I know the previous round at Baskerville there were no spectators because of crowd restriction, and I think the driver was running out to have two crew at one point, so it hasn't been an easy year, has it?
No, definitely not. The two crew rule really hurt us. We've got a big team in McLean Racing, and the guys that support me, and with Andy, Joshy, Dickie, and Lindley, my partner, she helps out a lot, and so does my dad and the crew guys, and it was really a struggle to get them in, and they're a part of the team as much as I am the driver, and I really thank them for all their help. But yeah, the COVID definitely played a part in it and unbalanced it all for us and made it tricky, but I guess we got there in the end.
And I've got to say congratulations to Motorsport Australia, Tasmania, and also to the two clubs that host the rounds, the Hobart Sporting Car Club and, of course, the MG Car Club at Simmons Plains at the weekend, because we had six rounds scheduled. It got changed down to four after the pandemic. And then we had virtually a double round on Sunday, because even though there was only one final, there were still six or seven heats. So it was like almost five rounds. So we've got a good chunk of the season away.
Yeah, they work really hard to get that all underway. And congratulations to both the Hobart Sporting Car Club and the MG Car Club and Motorsports Tasmania, where they're under competitors. riders and the officials that come to the events and stuff, they deserve a big pat on the back because it's trying times for everyone. Everyone's got a bit of uncertainty with their, whether it's their job or what they're doing. And to get the events just run and done and the competitors to show up as they did, I think we had 118 entries or something pretty ridiculous, yeah, which is awesome to see in Tasmanian local circuit racing in that last round. But yeah, you're correct. The two-day event, which pretty much two rounds in one, seven races, was awesome to have over those 2 days.
Look, what happens next year now? We don't know what sort of form any sort of sport's going to take next year after the new year, because we don't know, you know, we could get another outbreak, God forbid that happens. But what are your plans at this stage for next year? If everything goes the way that it should, will you be defending your Tasmanian title? Will you have another crack at something on the mainland? What will you be doing next year?
Ideally, if we can go, the borders open, nothing happens, and it stays the way we think it's going to, we're going to have another crack, I believe, in the 1600. I'm not entirely sure, but we believe that might be the case. But I'm definitely going to do the Tasmanian series. Whilst I've got the number one, I want to defend it.
Okay.
But the plan is, I've got a second Formula V we actually need to get ready during this off-season, and the plan is for Dad to actually step in and have a go. So he's been retired from motorsport. He did Speedway and everything. You'd remember calling the sidecars and the Super Sand events. And we're going to get Dad into the second V and do a little father-son racing and see if he can come out and beat me, I guess.
Yeah, well, she'll be on then, that's for sure. For people who don't know, your dad's Andy McLean, a multiple Tasmanian Speedway sidecar champion and raced Super Sedans for a while. And you're right, when I was commentating, I called many of his races. So be good to see the old fella get out next year. And, congratulations on your third Tasmanian title. Good luck with whatever you plan to do next year. But thanks for coming in this morning.
That's no worries at all. Thanks very much, Martin.